Veterans Day is coming up on Monday. It's a time to remember the sacrifice that people who've served in our armed forces have made. But there's a post office in Overland Park that honors veterans all year long. The Brook Ridge Post Office at 97th and Antioch has displayed photos of veterans, past and present, from local families on its walls for almost 10 years now. The photos go back all the way to the Civil War, and the display keeps getting bigger. KCUR's Beth Lipoff reports.
You've always got something to look at when you wait in line at the Brookridge Post Office. From Civil War to current active duty personnel, the photos on the wall show members of the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, and Coast Guard.
This is a good kind of picture to have in a post office. Yeah. You know, they used to have the wanted ones years ago. They don't do that anymore.
About 9 years ago, postal worker Shirley Worley decided to celebrate veterans for a month each year. She started with pictures of her family. Then customers started giving her their photos.
Hearing some of the stories from different people, we decided that we used to decorate the lobby different seasons and stuff all the time, so we decided to do the Veterans Day and make it something where we would honor the people in our community that we see all the time.
She retired 4 years ago after 39 years with the Postal Service. She took the photos with her when she left. But then she got a call from her former coworker, Vivian Pearson.
I had them and I didn't want to throw them away or anything. I just couldn't do that. And so I just kept them. And then she calls and she says, by, you know, October, yeah. People are saying, when are you putting the pictures up? When are you putting the pictures up?
Pearson has been at Brookridge for 20 years. She became the point person for the project when Worley left. Now the photos are up year round and the collection's growing. Each photo goes up with the name of the person and the dates and branch of their service.
Last time I counted, I had 153 pictures. And I used to, before I laminated them, I would write the names down and put a number on the back of it and laminate it. But I'm getting them in so fast, I'm just laminating them and putting them up here. So I'm guessing there's probably over 200 pictures up here now.
Her nephew, Julian Butler, is a Marine. His picture is on the wall, along with one of her father, who served in Vietnam. Many veterans from Worley's family are on the wall, from her husband to a relative who fought in the Civil War. One section celebrates local postal workers who have served in the military. Worley remembers many of the other people as regulars at Brookridge.
Jeffers was a customer. This guy's a customer. Mr. Allen, the other guy, was a customer. He used to work here. That's his brother. Don't know that one. He used to be a customer.
One regular, Harvey Bayless, is one of the original Tuskegee Airmen. William Allen served in the Army for 10 years and was a survivor of the Bataan Death March. He died last year.
Mr. Allen, him and his wife used to come in all the time. And, you know, they would tell us stories about, you know, his survival. She was a nurse, and that's, I don't know if that's where they met or not.
Vivian Pearson does her best to encourage more people to participate.
We have a lot of customers that come in with those military hats on, and I try to talk them into bringing me a picture. Some do, some don't.
Not everyone likes to talk about their military service, even if they do have their photo on the wall.
I don't know if a lot of them even like remembering that stuff, especially the Vietnam vets. They don't seem to want to talk too much, especially like my father. He doesn't talk too much about Vietnam. Because, you know, they just didn't treat it the best when they came back. So, especially if it's a Vietnam vet, I try to make sure to thank them a little extra.
Many service members are so proud of the display, they share it with others. Often, they get their picture taken next to the display and bring family members in to see it. With the older veterans, Worley tries to see how the photo and the person in front of her match up.
It's interesting to see when they give you a picture of themselves when they were, you know, 18 or 20 or something. They're standing in front of you in their 60s, 70s, you know, 80s. To see, it's like, okay, I think I can see this guy in there somewhere.
Worley makes a copy of each display she puts on the wall for the family. One veteran was too frail to come by and see the wall. His family hung their copy in his nursing home room. Worley says the display is a reminder of what veterans have done.
You forget, unless it's Veterans Day and you have the holiday off, but this is a visual. And you come in and you may see your neighbors or someone that you live next to, someone you're standing in line next to, and you're not realizing the contribution that they made to the country.
So the next time you're waiting to buy a stamp at Brookridge, Take a look at the photos. You might find yourself standing next to a veteran. For Casey Currents, I'm Beth Lipoff.
See some of those images of veterans from the Brook Ridge Post Office at 97th and Antioch on our website at kcur.org.